Good morning. Welcome to Winning Warrior Wise Morning Prayer. Winning Warrior Wise Morning Prayer. Winning Warrior Wise Morning Prayer. God bless you. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Welcome, sisters and mommies, to First Morning Prayer. This is the second day of our prayers in the week. We thank God for how far He dealt with us yesterday. We'll continue in Him this morning, and we pray that He grant us grace, grant us utterance, grant us revelation on how to pray in Jesus' name. We are here again. We are here again. Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control. Come down. We are here again. We are here again, Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control. We have come unto the Lord, we have come unto the Lord. We have come to the Father, we have come to release strength. Hallelujah. We have come unto the Lord, we have come unto the Lord. We have come to the Father, we have come to renew strength. We are on the mountain Zion, we are on the mountain Zion, we are on the mountain Zion, we are here to worship God. We are on the mountain Zion, we are on the mountain Zion, we are on the mountain Zion, we are here to worship God. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, greater things He will do. Great things He has done, greater things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Amen. We studied from Proverbs 2 and 10 yesterday. We'll continue from verse 11 today to verse 19 to finish up tomorrow by God's grace. I will read from the NIV version. It says, discretion will protect you, and understanding will guard you. Wisdom will save you from the ways of the wicked men, from men whose words are perverse, who have left the straight path to walk in dark ways, who delight in doing wrong, and rejoice in the perverseness of evil, whose paths are crooked, and who are devious in their ways. Wisdom will save you also from the adulterous woman, from the wayward woman with her seductive words, verse 17, who has left the partner of her youth and ignored the covenant she made before God. Surely her house leads down to death, and her path to the spirit of the dead, verse 19, where we stop. None who goes to her return or attain the path of life. Praise the Lord. We still continue in the power of wisdom. The power of wisdom. And the Bible also says that so far poor both when he came. If anyone desires to be wise, he should ask God, who gives liberally. The Lord is the only person, and that is the God we are running to give our husband wisdom. And that verse 11 said, discretion, discerning spirit. Oh, it said, discerning spirit will protect you. Let us begin to analyze that Bible passage and begin to say, Father, thank you, Lord Jesus, for the way you have moved yesterday to give my husband wisdom. Thank you because he's becoming wise every day. He's becoming wise every second. He's becoming wise every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every year. He's becoming wise. Thank you because every day of this week, my husband will be wise. Thank you because we give him discretion, discerning spirit to protect him in all his way, to help him to discern the kind of relationship to keep, the kind of conversation to hold, the Lord to give our husband discretion in the mighty name of Jesus. And understanding will guard you. Oh, Father, please, Lord Jesus, Help our husbands, oh God, we pray. Help them, oh God, to have understanding. Help them, oh Lord Jesus, to have a discerning spirit. Help, oh Lord Jesus, our husband, oh God, to have the deep understanding of the so that this understanding can guard them. In that mighty name, we said, wisdom will save you from the ways of the wicked men. Every wicked man on their way, in their place of work, in their neighborhood, amongst the group they belong that we don't know, amongst people they chat with, old students, this, old student, that, you know, this, alumni, this, every person, every wicked man along their path that they meet with, that give them advice, that they joke with, that they talk with, that they mingle with, that the Lord will save them from every wicked man in their circle, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every wicked man and woman in their circle, the Lord will save them from them in the mighty name of Jesus. He said, from men whose words are perverse, yes, there are some words that if a husband sit down, like someone says that, blessed is the man who did not stand in the place of the ungodly, not sit with the scornful. Yes, there are some gathering that our husbands can find themselves, and when they sit down today, they sit down tomorrow, they can be lured into this perversity. And I'll tell it to God, Father, please deliver our husbands from wicked men and women. Save them from perverse men and women. In the name of Jesus. He said, those who have the perverse men who have left the straight path, walking dark ways. Yes. Some people you may say, they are in this they are Christian. They are in this Christian body. They are this but their ways are perverse already. He said, who have left? They have left the straight path. They have decided to walk in dark ways. And they are doing it cunningly. And I tell it to God, Father, you save our husbands, oh God. Save them, oh Lord Jesus, from every man, Papa said, who have left the straight path and they are walking in that place. Help them, help our husbands to have a discerning spirit, to be able to move away from them. In the mighty name of Jesus, our husbands will not delight in doing wrong. Even when others around them are doing wrong, they will not do the wrong thing. In the name of Jesus, they will not do the wrong thing. They will not rejoice in evil. And whenever they touch anything evil, they do anything evil, their heart will prick them, and they will be seeking for forgiveness. They will not just enter into evil things and just feel like, this is just this small thing. Any little thing they enter into, their heart will prick them. And I tell God that our husband will not rejoice in perverseness of evil. In the mighty name of God, they will not delight in doing wrong. Any appearances of wrongdoing, we make them flee, we make them run in the name of Jesus, like Joseph did. He flee. He does not even care what will later happen. Though he later found himself in prison, but he enjoyed his life much later. Let us say that our husband will flee every appearances of evil. The Lord will allow them to flee. Nothing of God will allow them to stay. They will run, they will flee in the mighty name of Jesus. Whose paths are crooked and who are devious in their ways, they will not meet with these people on their way, on their journey of life, in their place of work, when they go for official assignments, when they have to go to even where they did not plan to go, they will not meet with perverse people. They will not meet with devious people on their way. The Lord will give them the discerning spirit to know when to go somewhere and when to stay back, when to talk and when to keep quiet. In the mighty name of Jesus. Can Lord Jesus, let wisdom save them also from adulterous woman. Every adulterous woman on their way, the Lord will save them. In the mighty name of Jesus, or whatever will happen into whatever will happen in life, that they just want to, you know, flirt with another woman's husband. Let us tell it to go, Father, save our husband in the mighty name of Jesus. They will not have their way. From the wayward woman with her seductive words, Lord Jesus, help our husband, help them to flee in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them see this evil and let them flee in the name of Jesus. Let it always ring at the back of their mind. The hope they have taken to hold and to love till they do us pass. Let them hold on to this water till the end of their life. In the name of Jesus. And those people, they have left the partner of their youth. They ignore the covenants they have made. Those women who have made one covenant, but because they just want to come
than this prayer. Let us tell it to God. The Lord will save our husband from these people. In the name of Jesus, let us render fire over our husband. Let us saturate our husband with the blood of Jesus. That Lord, you will help them. Even when these people, these strange women, when they see this blood on them, when they see this fire on them, they themselves, they will run. They will know that this is Holy Ghost zone. They will know this is Holy Ghost zone. And no loitering, no standing, no waiting, no chatting, no talking. Let them keep moving. It is Holy Ghost zone. Let us saturate them with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Let us saturate them with the blood of Jesus. Lord, we saturate our husband with the blood of Jesus, with the fire of the Holy Ghost. We declare, let any stranger want to come in contact to them. Let them see that fire and discover that this is Holy Ghost zone. No loitering, no talking, no whispering, no chatting, no calling, nothing, no seducing, nothing shall work in the name of Jesus. See that husband, oh God, with your blood in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus work wonder in their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. It says, surely a house leads down to death and a path to the spirit of the dead. Let us declare that our husband will not be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Our husbands will not be destroyed. Those who are already in this path, Lord Jesus, please help them. Lord, I feel it in my spirit that we should pray for those whose husbands have found themselves in this aspect of life. Father, please. We trace back their steps, oh God. Father, we stand in one accord as sisters this morning and we declare for all of our husbands who have found themselves in this kind of, that Lord Jesus, you will drag them out. You will drag them out. Help them to retrace back their steps, oh God. Father, we pray that you will build back these homes, oh God. Build back these homes. Build back these lives. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus. 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 That blood has very much more than the blood of Abel. We plead over our husbands. We plead over our husbands in the name of Jesus. They will not go and say. They will not go and say. For those who have gone and say, Lord Jesus, please bring them back to us, oh God. Bring them back to us. Let them come back, oh God, to the hope they have taken. In the name of Jesus. Every home, oh Lord Jesus. Every home who are under turbulence of strength, women, we declare, Lord Jesus, that Lord, you will save this home. We declare this morning, you will save this home. You will uphold our homes, oh God. You will uphold that. You will bring back the joy in our home in the mighty name of Jesus. Bring no encroachment in our territory. No encroachment in our territory. No encroachment in our territory. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every form of encroachment, we say no to it. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let us begin to appreciate our Father because He's a faithful Father. He will uphold our home and He will continue to guide our husband. Wisdom will lead them. The Holy Spirit to lead them. The Holy Spirit to help them in the mighty name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' blessed name, we are free. Amen. God bless us, sister. Our prayer that help us by fire in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a beautiful Tuesday in Jesus' name.
You are listening to GospelBellsRadio.com, the Christian internet radio with a mission to engage the culture with the mind of Christ. Keep listening and invite others, too. God bless you.